Dana Cavalier here with the Becoming a Champion podcast, where each week we get together to motivate, inspire, and encourage you to live your best life and improve your overall daily performance. So the past week I spent on the West Coast. It was a great time out there, and a mix of work, a mix of pleasure, and most importantly, a mix of time to unplug, to kind of pull out of that day-to-day grind and get focused on just being present, having not a whole lot to do. You know, I scheduled my week to where I did all of my work prior to getting out there, and I scheduled the work for when I get back as well. So it was all planned out. It was a great week, no pressure. I didn't feel like I had to run back home or I had to run to the hotel room in order to get work done. Everything was planned. It was all set. So I had a lot of freedom and a lot of time to just unplug and be in a very guilt-free way. Now, I know a lot of you can probably thinking right now, saying, man, a whole week off with nothing to do? I don't know if I could do that. That's lazy. Or that would be just not fair or right for me to do based on, you know, those that I lead, my business, my company, my position. But here's the thing. Everything's all right. I got back. Everything's all right. But the only thing that changed is this. I feel amazing. My energy's up. My excitement to get back and start working again was higher than it had been in weeks. And that's an amazing thing. It's called a recharge. Recharging yourself. I always say once a quarter, take time, extended time, to recharge yourself. Some people like to do a wraparound weekend, a Monday, Friday, the double week, double day in the middle, Saturday, Sunday. They get a four-day weekend. They come back Tuesday. They're ready to go. Whatever it is that you need to do, we got to figure it out. We got to figure it out what it takes to keep you fresh, to recharge you. What are the things that you have to do? Now, for those that I coach, last week I put out an exercise and a reading that was about setting up the goalposts of your life. Now, for many today, the professionals out there, the leaders out there, even those working for organizations, there's so much pressure to succeed. There's so much pressure to always be on, always be working. And it's so dangerous. I use this analogy in my book, Habits of a Champion. If you are an electronic that's left on for months and months and months and years and years and years without being unplugged, what happens? Oftentimes you burn out. Well, I tell you what, we're no different. If we were an electronic, we would burn out. You would burn out. The electronic burns out, we burn out, we both burn out. So it's so important to unplug and do it in a way where we're not thinking about work. We're not thinking about what we're going to have to do when we get back. And when I talk about goalposts, I talk about having a very defined beginning and a very defined ending to your day. It creates a start and an end of personal time, work time, and back to personal time. And what it allows you to do is stay really focused in between those goalposts. Because so many of us, when we are at work, are we 100% locked in, focused? Are we managing the clock well? These are really important questions to ask yourself. Or do you find yourself drifting, maybe over planning, maybe constantly just checking emails or even checking LinkedIn and your social status? Or are you totally dialed in when you're at work? Because it is work. And we gotta be focused. And what we accomplish in between those goalposts during that work time will allow us to feel much more relaxed when we go home, not thinking about what we have to do because we already did. So I want you to look at your day like this. You get up, it's personal time. Boom, first goalpost hits, now you're at work. Work time, boom, next goalpost hits, you're back on personal time. Now, in that personal time, in the morning, I always say you got to get yourself ready. Activate yourself. Get your heart rate up. Get stretched. Get your mind right and focused through positive self-talk. What you're going to do that day. Make sure the family's accounted for. Make sure your spouse or whoever you're in a relationship with is accounted for. And then now you can check the boxes. You've eaten. You may have read the paper. You know, checked again maybe some some digital reading that you have laid out for yourself, but that's all your personal time. Now you get in the car or you get on public transportation, and that's where the transition starts towards game time, which is work time. And when you get there, boom, manage that clock, hit the ground running, make the calls, make the appointments, have the meetings, do the work. And work with a focused attitude and a focused disposition on accomplishment. Here's what I'm going to do. Go win that day. And now the day starts to transition. It's 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, boom, next goalpost hits. Now you're back on personal time. Decompress from your day, do a brain dump, get everything out of your head. Go home, have dinner. I always like to take a shower when I get home to kind of shed work mode. And boom, now I'm back in personal mode. Spending time with the family, watching some television, catching up on some Netflix, whatever it may be, it's now your time. Your time, work time, back to your time, pre-bed routine, bang. Wake up tomorrow, feel like a champion. Do that Monday through Friday. On the weekend, that's free time. Do whatever you want, have a great time. Monday through Friday, use the goalpost. You time, work time, back to you time, pre-bed, go. Very simple. But so many people, they give up their personal time in the morning before the first goalpost, and then they give it up again at night. I have to do this dinner, or I have to go to this, or I have to do that, or I have to take my kid to this. You don't have to do anything. You gotta own your goalposts. Now there's things that you may wanna do, then do them. But realize there's always a choice, and when we give up one thing, we're also giving up something else in order to do that thing that we say we have to do. So be very aware of your time. I always say manage your own clock. You have to manage your own clock. And so many people take their time for granted, and we only have so much of it. And if you don't use your time correctly, your time will use you. And you don't want to get used in that way, because you'll always feel like there's not enough time, or you will always feel like you're playing catch up. And that's a really dangerous place for you to be. And I don't want that to happen to you. So again, this is Coach Dana Cavalier. Simple lessons about using goalposts to set up your day. Very simple, but very effective. Again, if you haven't read my new book, Habits of a Champion, it's available on Amazon. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and podcast, thank you for listening. And I'm glad you enjoyed it. If you know somebody that could benefit from this, please share it. And for those of you that need coaching or looking for personal coaching, getting your lifestyle back on track, getting your health and fitness back on track, and if you need the support to help you kind of get back towards what it is that you want to be doing and should be doing, bring that passion back, reach out. Coach Dana Cavalier, thank you so much for listening today. Head on over to danacavalier.com, and we'll talk to you soon. All right, see ya.